This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to Altoona. We are now ready for the consolation semifinals, the PIAA Southwestern Wrestling Championships. All formats are going. It'll be a quick round, and we will be finding out who will wrestle for third place and who's going to wrestle for fifth in each weight class. And wrestling already underway on some of these bouts here. We got down on mat number two, Javion Chambers of Highlands with a 3-0 lead over Huntington's Gage Shawley. Getting near fall now. He's got 6-0 lead. Burgettstown's Darius Simmons on mat one wrestling. Chestnut Ridge's Garrett Wyant. And Wyant with a quick takedown there to take a 3-0 lead over Simmons. All these wrestlers have qualified for Hershey. Take the top seven from this tournament. Keep you updated on all the bouts. And of course, any Washington and Greene County wrestlers, that's been our focus here. Simmons trying to get out from underneath, but Wyant keeping him down on the mat. And they don't have anything going on mat four right now, so I wonder if they're not going to run mat four. They have workers at the table. There's nobody over there yet. It's like maybe we'll get that one underway. They have listed to wrestle there Clayton Ely of McGuffey. So he's going to be taking on Easton Mall of Chestnut Ridge whenever they do start over there. And now second period underway. Stand-up attempt for Wyant. He started on bottom in the second. He's taken out of bounds. Still 3-0 in favor of Wyant over Simmons of Burgettstown. Mat number four, they're asking maybe for coaches, maybe? I think a Chestnut Ridge coach.
Chestnut Ridge, where are they at?
Yeah.
They're out.
Well, they had some coaches on mat one because that's where Wyant's wrestling, but you're going to have to send at least one of them over to mat four. All right, so 4-0 the score now as Wyant gets an escape. And Simmons wrestle, 1:45 to go in the opening period.
All right, where are we at here?
Shot attempt by Wyant. Can't get to the leg of Simmons. Simmons gets him in the front headlock. Now dump attempt by Wyant. Keeps that bottom arm. He's got it, and he takes Simmons down. 7-0 the score for Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge.
Out of Highlands, Javon Chambers leading 10-0 over Gage Shawley from Huntington area. Clayton Ely underway.
Well, supposed to be.
No, I missed it.
No, I don't know what happened there. They might have skipped. Did they skip that one?
Maybe there was a forfeit.
Let me check. Yeah, because that looks like the next weight class up. That Bishop McCourt wrestler.
Oh, that, you know what? Because they didn't have the coaches here. Maybe they did. Maybe they skipped right over it.
Well, let's see. Clayton Ely would have been at 114. Well, they have enough people in the Chestnut Ridge corner. You know, four people standing right there. It's three coaches coaching. Two guys sitting down, another guy yelling from behind them. I don't know. Whatever. All right. Another way. Yeah, it's a different bout that's on mat four right now. That's actually Austin Carfley of Bishop McCord. He takes the 3-0 lead with a takedown over Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford. Yeah, 127-pound match.
Mat three, Boobish. Boobash out of Elizabeth Ford leading 3-2. He's got the 3-2 lead, 109 to go here in the second period. This is the consolation semifinal, 114.
Choice for Simmons in the third period. He trails 7-0 to Wyand. He's going to take neutral. Double leg attempt by Wyant. Gets to the single now. Switches off now to the double and elevates. Takes Simmons down. They roll through and they go out of bounds. 1:44 on the clock.
Javon Chambers leading 10-1. Rolling along here against Shawley. Looks like Chambers is going to go for third for Highlands. He's got a pretty comfortable lead.
Chambers, the WPIL champ last week. There's a fireman's carry attempt by Simmons. Can't get to the leg. Still trails 7-0 with a minute 20 to go. Now he tries to dump and actually does keep that arm nicely, but they run out of room, and they'll restart with 1:17 left in the match.
McClure looks like he's coming up next here from Bentworth, somewhere over here on my side.
Right.
He had the unfortunate matchup with Jax Forrest out of Bishop McCourt earlier today.
Simmons trying to lat throw, and he had the hips over. Man, that could have been interesting. They ran out of room again. Chambers going to finish it off.
Chambers, your winner by fall. Pins him at 4:23. Chambers out of Highlands going for third.
Simmons now tied up here. He's going to need a big move, and he's going for it. I'll give him credit. He's not. He's trying to tie up here to come back here. He's going to need something big with 40 seconds left, trailing 7-0. Now he tries to step through an inside trip. Can't get to that, and we'll go out of bounds with 30 seconds left.
Mason Wright trailing 3-1, 133 pounds. To Anthony Mucci. Now 6-1 over on mat number 4.
Mason Wright, the lone bulldog from Best Center.
They're kind of jumping all over the place here.
They are. We're going to have to fit a couple commercials in here as we go. Come back right away. There's another takedown by Garrett Wyatt, and that will wrap that one up. He's going to win now, and he's leading 10-0 with 6 seconds to go in that. So
Mucci will get 4 back points, 10-1 now.
Be right back here to finish up those matches and keep you going on Green Sports on Net and WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
We're back here now. We've got Clayton Neely of McGuffey on mat one, just starting with 114-pound Constellation semi against Easton Mall of Chestnut Ridge. And Mall trying to get around behind to secure a takedown, and he does.
1 point escape for Mucci, and he now leads Wright 11-1 here in the second period. 11-1. Mason Wright trailing to Mucci out of Derry.
Mall now tries to get a wing here on Ely. These wrestlers, the loser wrestles for fifth place, the winner wrestles for third. All of them will head to Hershey. Still with a wing and a tight waist here is Easton Mall.
Mason Wright he's on his feet. He's down hanging on a single leg. He's down by 10 here in the second period. Mucci just sprawling back. Now Wright's trying to lace that leg, and he's going to give up the takedown is Wright, and now it's 14-1.
Second period for Clayton Neely. He started out on top, trying to hang on here as a switch attempt by Easton Mall, trying for a reversal, and a bit of a scramble with Ely hanging over the back here. Mall trying to come through the back door and finish this switch. Ely hanging on to an ankle. Still hasn't given it up yet. Now tries to switch off and pass the other ankle. Now he gets his hips up a bit. Mall trying to still come around, finish. Ely hasn't given it up yet, but there it is. There's the reversal to make it 5-0. Halfway through the second, he's going to take it right into a tilt, it looks like, if he can. Ely fighting that off.
14-1 now, both wrestlers on their feet here in the third as Mason Wright trails to Mucci. Antonio Mucci out of Derry High School. Not too far down the road here.
No.
It's the most outer point of the WPIL.
Yeah, about as far east as you can get.
Ligonier Valley would be the other one.
Yep. Man, there was a year doing matches, dual meet matches for McGuffey, and they and McGuffey were in the same section.
Who, Ligonier Valley?
No, Derry.
Derry.
Yeah.
Derry's kind of, you know.
Yeah, about as far west as you can get in the whole Whippeal and about as far east you could get.
Yeah, the issue was Derry kind of sits out there by themselves. It's kind of like the whole thing with Waynesburg yep. Central.
That's the final there, Mucci's the winner.
You know?
Yeah.
For like in football when.
Yeah.
I mean, they're their only school down here. And that's that one. Do you remember they put them with Aliquippa?
Oh, yeah. All those Beaver County teams.
Yeah. There's nowhere else to put them.
Well, I beg to differ about that particular one. I think they North Catholic kind of got their way.
Well, North Catholic got their way there.
Yeah, because North Catholic should have been in that one, and they should have been with everybody else.
I think the question.
I don't think North Catholic wanted to play Aliquippa.
Not that quick, no.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right. Mason Wright's going to drop that decision by a technical fall, and so he will wrestle for fifth place out of Beth Center.
Ely shoots in on the single leg. He's trailing 5-0, but he's deep on the single here with Maul. He's got it. He took neutral to start the third period, trying to finish this here. Now Maul doing a good job of the cross face, and he's actually going to come around behind. So it's 8-0 in favor of Maul over Clayton Ely of McGuffey. Now he's working on a head lever and switches off with that to the wing. Ely in a tough spot, down 8-0, and has been riding. He's been pretty tough on top during this bout and has him flattened out right now. Now, I think right after him, I think we're going to have Tucker Main on the same mat, maybe.
Matthew Danham out of Quaker Valley, scoreless. Consolation semifinals, 139. After one period, scoreless with Dawson Lomason out of Bald Eagle area. They are scoreless. Winners go to third place match. Losers fall to the fifth place match.
Mull's trying to work a tilt here, but Ely's not letting him at the wrist. It's kind of a game of cat and mouse on the bottom, but one that Mull can play comfortably because he's leading 8-0 with 30 seconds left. Ely trying to get up to his base now. Crossface brings him back down. 18 to go. And they'll just about do it. They're going to maybe head out of bounds again, about 5 seconds to go. And that will do it. It'll be Easton Maul over Clayton Ely. So Clayton Ely will wrestle for fifth for the Highlanders. We'll be right back here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
All right, here we are with mat one. It's Tucker Main of McGuffey taking on Austin Kosinovic of Avonworth. So all WPIL matchup here. Kosinovic in on a single leg. Trying to fight through that switch off to the double. Main does a good job of fighting that off and reshoots and gets on a single leg of his own on the far side of the mat. So we're gonna have a McGuffey-Bentworth match coming
right
up here on mat number two.
Yep, I got it right here. McClure. It'll be McClure, Drake McClure, McGuffey, or I'm sorry, of Bentworth, and Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. They are matched up here.
All right.
Right now on mat number two.
Kosinovic shoots in again. Main gets him in a front headlock.
McClure tries to go for a head off the get-go. May break out of that. Now single leg shot underneath by McClure. He's got Wolf hanging over, draped over the back. Now McClure trying to get his leg free, holding on to that leg and not letting go into the funk roll, so to speak. And McClure is sitting back on it now.
Second period now, still scoreless between Kosinovic and Maine. Be
out of bounds
on bottom.
Sorry.
That's right.
Out of bounds they go. McClure and Wolf. Emma Wolf.
Kosinovic turns around to face Maine and sinks down in on a single leg. Now switches off to the double. Maine trying to hang on. He's going to give up the reversal. 2-0 for Kosinovic. 20 seconds into the second period.
Dump try by Wolf. McClure down to his side. McClure straightens back out. Now picks his man up. That's going to do it for the period. And we'll go to the second with no score. McClure out of Bentworth. Wolf. They are scoreless here.
And we have stoppage on mat number 4. I think it's blood time to clean it up. Mat number 1, it's still 2-0 in favor of Kosinovic, and halfway through the second, he's still riding on top of Tucker Maine after he got the reversal. They'll go out of bounds. Restart with 58 on the clock.
McClure from the bottom. Wolf cuts him. 1-0. 1-0 the count. Single leg out of bounds to go. Back to the center. Shot there by Wolf right on the edge. Gets nothing. McClure sweeps around to the right. Grabs the left leg. He has the leg of Wolf. They're both down on the mat. Now Wolf draped across the back once again. And Wolf hangs on to that leg one more time. McClure sitting back on his haunches. And look out, Wolf might be able to come out over here on top. Nope. Now Wolf grabs both ankles. He's got a pretty good grasp of the left one. McClure trying to strip that off. Wolf will not let go of it. He just pulls it right underneath of him now.
We had a late escape by Tucker Maine over there on mat 1. He makes it 2-1. So that's a big escape point for him as he'll have choice in the third. 5 seconds left in the second. Oh, and he gets a late. Maybe they're going to give him the... He does. Wow. Right at the end of the second, Tucker Maine dives in on a double leg and is able to keep the toes in. And they did. They put it on the board. 4-2, Tucker Maine heading into the third where it's his choice.
Now you're going to... Well, I don't know, neutral. I wouldn't go neutral. We go from the bottom. 1-0, McClure leading. McClure's been pretty aggressive on his feet. Wolf has countered really well.
Kosinovic was the whippy old champ last week, and he technical fouled Tucker Maine in the semis. Look at this. There's a takedown by Maine again. That one with a fireman's carry, and now he leads 8-2. Last week, Scott, this was a 17-2 technical fall by Kosinovic.
Really?
Yeah. And then he went on the major decision, Thomas out of Burl, to win the Whipple Championship.
Takedown for McClure. He leads it 4-0.
Tucker Maine in control now. 8-2 with a minute 14 to go.
Four to zero. Now we get a question whether he gave him the 3 points. Nope, they're not going to change their mind. One thing I've noticed, the referees are making the coaches take their hats off.
Oh, interesting.
Did you notice that?
No.
I noticed that earlier. Huh. I don't think they should be wearing them either, but it's just me.
Is there something about not wearing a hat? I don't know.
And I'll have, apparently not. 4-0 in favor of McClure. We are into the third period.
Tucker Maine is now just right on top. He got spiral ride, and he has Kosinovic flattened out on the mat. So Tucker Maine well on his way to wrestle for third for the Highlanders. Kosinovic Avonworth would drop down to wrestle for fifth. But what a turn of events. What a difference a week makes between these two as Kozanovic now gets hit with a late stall call. Still score 8-2 in favor of Maine.
Wolf takes a shot underneath, and McClure's giving a taste of his own medicine there. He grabs that ankle and holds on to it, will not let go.
That's the final, 8-2. Tucker Maine will wrestle for third for McGuffey. We have Lucas Barr coming up soon, I think maybe over on mat number four, it looks like.
Okay. We're down to 104. McClure leading over Wolf, 4-0. McClure. They break and they'll put him back to the center. False start. That's going to be on McClure. Drake McClure. Here, 133 pounds. That's the second one.
Lucas Barr is going to be taking on another Whippeel wrestler. He's taking on Julian Bertucci out of Burrell. 139-pound Constellation semifinal. Lucas Barr last week defeated Bertucci 10-4 in the Whippeel finals. This is a rematch again. Still scoreless on their feet, 20 seconds in.
McClure traps the leg, got the leg in. Now he gets them both in. He throws them both in there. Wolf trying to shake him off. Well, now he's got to figure out how to do it. And McClure breaks him down, belly to the mat, face to the mat. He's got a 4-0 lead. We're under 30 seconds. McClure out of Bentworth with a 4-0 lead.
Still scoreless on their feet are Barr and Bertucci. Nobody really getting close to any takedown attempts. 10 seconds to go in the first.
Referee giving McClure a little. What for?
Head to the second period. Scoreless between Barr and Bertucci.
Switch try by Wolf. Can't get loose. And McClure right back up on top of him. Now he's got both legs. Now he down to 3 seconds. McClure is going to go for third place in the Constellation semifinals.
Bertucci takes down to start the second. Barr lets him up immediately for the escape. It's 1-0 Bertucci.
Final 4-0. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was going to say, trying to remember this bout from last week, and I think this was one where it was fairly close early on, and then Barr just kind of wore him down and scored a lot of points late and got a few takedowns second and third period to pull away for that 10-4 win. See if this one kind of replicates that. Barr looks like he's starting to maybe pick up the pace from his feet again. There he does shoot near the edge. They go out of bounds. It's 1:21 on the clock. It'll be Barr's choice in the third.
McCray out of Freedom. Scoreless with Zanella from Burrell. That's a 152 pounds. Yeah, they're kind of all over the place. It must have to do some with the timing.
And there's a front headlock, and now into a side cradle there for Barr on the edge of the mat. And can he get the takedown first? Yes, he's got the takedown, still has the cradle. He's trying to work that back in, but that's going to be tough to do as they go out of bounds. But he'll take the 3 points, he'll lead 3-1, 51 seconds remaining in the second.
McCray, 1 point escape, 1-0 over Zanella out of Burrell.
To his feet is Bertucci, and Barr's going to let him go again. So 3-2 the score, 44 seconds remain in the second period. There's a shot, double leg by Bertucci, trying to keep his hips back though, and now switching off the single is Bertucci. Barr trying to fight this off with the Whizzer, and now, oh, what a nice finish by Bertucci right on the edge, and he gets the takedown. So now he leads it 5-3, 19 seconds to go in the second period. It's a big takedown for Bertucci. Barr would be served well if he could try to escape here late. He turns back in right on the edge of the mat. Can he get this escape? Yes, he does. Wow, that's a huge point for Lucas Barr. That'll make it 5-4, his choice now, heading to the third. He had hardly any room at all there, turned his hips in and immediately rotated back into the center of the mat to make sure he got the one. So he will take bottom. Bertucci gets on top. Barr up to his feet. Tries to break wrist control. Bertucci brings him back down. Now Barr tries to get up again. Turns in again. They head off the mat. 1:48 to go. And right off the whistle this time, Bertucci puts an arm bar in on the left side, now tries to run a half on the far side. And he has Barr pretty flattened out with a minute and a half to go. Barr's going to need to fight up to his base.
No, wait a minute. What did he get? McCray and Zanella. Doppel matchup here. 3-1 in favor of Zanella out of Burl. He gets a takedown there at the end of that second period.
Barr does get back up to his base, but got a minute 10 to go. Needs an escape to tie this up. Quad pod stand up. Trying to free the tight waist. Now Bertucci trying to return to the mat. Barr spins away right on the edge. What are they going to say? No escape? No escape. So Barr is still down with 56 to go.
Zanella has the lead on McCray. We're in the third.
Up to his feet, but oh, wow, that right arm. He just brings Barr back down hard again, just like off the last restart. And now he throws the wing in again. And we're going to get potentially dangerous. I think Barr's head hit the mat when they went down. And I think he might have hit hard. He is down on the mat. He's trying to get himself up, which is a good sign.
Yeah, he's moving.
Yeah, but he Bertucci pinched that left arm in and took him down with the trip. And he didn't have anything to catch himself. And it looked like it was the face of Barr that landed on the mat.
All right, Logan Noyes taking on Jonah Early out of Frazier. Noyes out of Burgettstown. No score, 152 pounds. That's the other 152-pound matchup. So we have an all-WPL Constellation semifinal here. 3-1, Zanella leads on one mat out of Burl, and he gets another takedown. That'll make it 6-1 with 40 seconds to go. Noyes just now underway in his match with Jonah Early. We're on mat number three at this 152-pound matchup.
Yeah, they cut the injury time to Barr. We have 48 seconds to go. Lucas Barr McGuffey trails by one to Julian Bertucci, 5-4. Once again, this was Barr winning 10-4 in the Whippio Finals over Bertucci just a week ago. Off the whistle this time, chopped down to the left, and Bertucci goes to work on a head lever. Barr flattened out. Needs to get up and going. 30 seconds to go. Bertucci keeps his weight on the back. Barr tries to turn in now. He's trying to stand up with the outside leg. 20 seconds to go. Needs an escape point. Gets up to his feet. And we have a potentially dangerous call here. Stops it with 16 seconds left. So Barr's going to need to escape and escape quickly with a flurry here. Turns it up, and we have a caution. They're going to say caution on Barr.
Noyes, by the way, is scoreless with Early out of Frazier.
Off the restart again. Barr trying to get up and out. Turns in with the inside leg stand up. Dropping down to the leg is Bertucci. And he's going to hang on here, and that'll be it. There's a stall warning. Doesn't matter. 5-4 is the score. Bertucci will wrestle for third, and Lucas Barr wrestles for fifth.
All right, over on mat number three, Noyes out of Burgettstown. Starting from the top. He was reversed by Erdely. Erdely out of Frazier has the lead 2-0 here at 152 pounds. The winner will get Zanella out of Burl for third place. And right now it's Erdely with the lead. Noyes trying to work his way up to his base. He does. And now he's broken right back down. Crossface thrown in there by Jonah Early. Out of bounds. It looks like they're headed. Not quite, though. Referee letting them work a little bit toward that edge. And out of bounds they go. They'll put them back in the center. ...152-pound consolation semifinal, 2-0. Early. Up to his feet he comes. Noyes out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center. I don't know what, they got a delay here. The referees are kind of jawing playfully with the coaches from Frazier and said, okay, he's fine. Cut the time. All right, here we go. 2-0, Early with the lead. We got 55 seconds in the second period. Noyes tries to come up to his feet. Yep, Early pinches off the ankles. Now he's got him down, face down to the mat. Reaches across. Maintaining control. Still has control. Now rolling through. On a little bit of a Granby roll. And look at this. Noyes is going to come out and maybe get two out of this. And he does. He gets the reversal right back with 20 seconds to go. Now we're tied at two. Early was like kind of rooting for about a minute and 15 seconds, but now it's the other way around. And Early's in, it'll be Noyes' choice to start the third period, I believe. Noyes' got 10 seconds to ride out Early. Early comes to his feet, loses them. 3-2. That's a big point there for Early. 3-2 the count. That's the end of the period. Choice. Noyes will work from the bottom. 3-2 lead for Jonah Early. Got that point with about 7 seconds to go in that second period. Up to his feet he comes. Early will cut him loose. We're tied at three. First takedown wins. 3-3 to count. No takedowns. Reversal and an escape for each. Pretty good underhook in there. Out of they go. Put them back in the center. Frazier will advance three next week. Erderly, Angelo, Salaski. They all move on. All of them are in the consolation semifinals. They all were in the semifinals earlier today. But they had a trio of matches with Bishop McCourt. Out of bounds again. No one's really taking a decent shot here.
Yeah, upper body tie-ups.
I think the referee's going to say, listen, guys, let's do something here. Let's get moving. Tied at three. They finally touch each other with about 15 seconds into that break, and out of bounds they go. 31 seconds to go, tied 3-3.
They did hit noise was stalling there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Just right there as they went out of bounds.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Trying to control the wrist to the right side of noise and the left side of early. They break away one more time. 3-3 the score, and this has got overtime. Let's stick a minute on there and let's go, guys. And they are. Tied 3-3. Quickly get them in there.
Solaski of Frazier. He's wrestling right now on mat one. He's up 5-0 at 160-pound consolation semifinals over Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights. They're in the third.
These guys haven't been on the mat. They've been on their feet the whole time trying to control that wrist, each other's wrist. Now single leg shiner by Noyes. He misses. Reshot there by Early, nothing, and out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the middle again. 16 seconds to go. We're tied at 3. Noyes out of Burgesstown. Jonah Early out of Frazier. Single leg shot by Noyes. He's got the single leg. Early draped across the back. This is going to go nowhere. And that is going to do it for the period. Let's go to the individual stuff here. Choice to green. That will be Noyes. He will defer. Early will take the bottom, I assume, and he does.
Slashy finishes with a 5-1 victory, so he will wrestle for third. Eckenrode wrestles for fifth.
Early from the bottom. 30 seconds to do something. Noyes, his Early came to his feet. Noyes did a nice job bringing him right back down. Trapped both those legs. Now he lost them. It took 9 seconds. Out of bounds they go as Early does a reshot. You know what I think a neat way to do this is, so you don't have to go to the other one? As soon as someone scores, that's how much time you have to score for a tie.
Yeah.
So if you got out, like Early got out of there like in 9 seconds. So that means he has to get out.
Yeah. No, that's an interesting thought. Although, I mean, it's still only a 30-second period, so I don't know how much time you're saving.
You're not really saving a lot of time. Perry comes a little close. Noyes' choice. He'll go from the bottom. So, like, right now, Noyes would have to get out in 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And now Early breaks him right down to the mat. Face down to the mat. I'm going to write that in, and I'm going to send it to the National Federation of High Schools.
There you go.
They'll say, who? What? What? Noyes tries to come up. Early gobbles him right back down. And Early is going to pick up the win, 4-3.
Ooh,
Noyes will go for fifth.
We'll be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey wrestlers. Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to McGuffey's 8 regional wrestling qualifiers. Good luck on the way to the States.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Welcome back. By the way, this broadcast is presented under the rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the PIAA, Greensports.net, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by Greensports and WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. We are winding down this round. The Constellation semifinals. We've got anywhere from 170 through 285 now on the mat, Scott, and we're about done here.
Yeah, we are. We got over here on mat number two. It's a Carlington wrestler, and I believe
Braden Sudo.
Is that who that is?
Yep. You know, Josh Ryan out of Mountain Union.
Ryan leading 4-3 in that one. Casey Wilson out of Laurel, trailing to Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt, 3-0. Jackson Angelo holding on to a 7-0 lead over Landon Delaria out of Southmoreland. And on the other mat, it's scoreless at 285 pounds, Jonah McCoy. Westmont and Howard Bramley out of Everett. They are scoreless.
We did just see a fall. Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt pinned Casey Wilson of Laurel in that 285-pound bout. So Rodriguez will wrestle for third. Wilson will wrestle for fifth. Wilson was the wrestler that defeated Rosilko at the end of that last bout, correct? Wasn't that the end of the... So Rosilko's going to wrestle for seventh, try to make it for Bentworth.
Bentworth has two going already. Bergerstown has a pair going to state. Best Center has one. Fort Cherry has one. McGuffey has four. West Green has one.
The four or five for...
Did Garrett Newman win?
Well, is he wrestling for seventh?
I'm not sure.
What weight is he? Newman is...
152.
I think he still has to... Hold on a second. Know what's going on here with my racket.
What's going on with mine?
Uh-oh. What happened to Flo?
Lou.
All right, let's see here. You said 152. Newman will wrestle for seventh.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he takes on Carr of Laurel. Let's see if they... Now you got me thinking, did they wrestle last week? Let's see. Newman. I don't believe they wrestled last week. Newman finished sixth and Carr finished seventh.
So, yep, different brackets.
Yep, different brackets, never met. So, at least not last week anyways.
No, they might have somewhere met. Down the line they might have.
Yeah. In fact, I did that dual meet in the team tournament. Now, I can't remember last week, let alone back in the team tournament. But quarterfinals, McGuffey hosted, and they defeated Elwood City and then wrestled Laurel, and they beat both of them. As Jackson Angelo wraps up his match, so Jackson Angelo is going to wrestle for third. down to a couple bouts here, and then we get to go get some food, I think. I'm kind of hungry.
It's dinner.
Dinner time. Well, they got here in Altoona, PA.
I know where to go.
All right.
I got a place. It's like about, well, it's down on Plank Road, though. That's a little ways.
It's all right. Are they fast, like it's fast enough to get us back here and get a good parking spot?
I don't know about that. I mean, it's a nice it's a nice place.
All right. I'll take you with it. So to come to speaking of getting back here in a good amount of time, the Parade of Champions starts at 5 o'clock and the finals start at 5:15.
Okay.
So that'll be finals, third, fifth, and seventh place matches all running simultaneously on all four mats. So we'll be back on the air here. Just after 5 o'clock here at the Altoona Area High School Gymnasium and get you ready for all of that action here tonight. So
McCoy
last
beats Bramley, and Suter loses to Josh Ryan of Mount Union.
So that McCoy match is still finishing up technically. It's 13-5 with a minute 15 to go. They're still wrestling. Be nice if they finished it up though, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be so nice. 5 o'clock is the Parade of Champions. Mm-hmm. In case you want to make the trip out to watch Colin White.
Yeah, you can make it out here.
Yeah, you can make it two hours.
Yep. We did.
We did. Not much traffic.
No. Last minute winding down here. 13-5. Delano McCoy leading Brambley up Everett. Brambley's actually on top right now. He's trying to throw the legs in. McCoy trying to pull him down off now with an arm. Going to head hunt maybe a little bit. 30 seconds to go. And I think he's going to end up with a reversal. And he does. 15-5. And he wants to take him right over for an ear fall. He might end. And not enough for a tech fall. He's going to have to go for the fall. He might get the fall. Only 14 seconds to go. So Jonah McCoy, Westmont Hilltop, is going to win, and he does get the fall, right, with 7 seconds left on the clock. And that'll do it from us here at Altoona. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this joint broadcast of GreenSports.net and WJPA Radio, WJPA Sports Network. And we are brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Burgettstown Homecoming Committee, celebrating all things Burgettstown September 20th. Freedom Transit, take the bus and skip the hassles. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. Kinetic Internet, better. Attorney John Patricek, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. First Federal, Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you trust. By WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARES. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By the Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg, and by Hernberger Insurance Company on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in here. We'll be back here. Parade of Champions at 5 o'clock and the finals and rest of the medal rounds at 5:15 live from Altoona Area High School. Thank you for tuning in to WJPA Sports Network and GreenSports.net. For Scott Moore, I'm Rusty Pettit saying we'll see you all here in a couple hours.